Very special guest today. You all know him. His name is Steve Forbes. He is the chairman and editor and chief of Forbes Media, probably most famous for Forbes magazine. He is a leading voice for conservative economic principles and a strong dollar. Mr. Forbes, welcome back to the Ty J. Young Show.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
All right. We're in the midst of the election season. We're a couple of weeks out from the election. I'd love to hear your assessment of the election so far, the debates, where we are, and Mitt Romney's coming up in the polls just a little bit. I'd love to hear your assessment.
I think Governor Romney's going to win. I think the Democrats, the White House now knows they're not going to win Virginia, so they're quietly reducing resources there. Same thing for Florida. I think the big surprise, even though the Democrats have high hopes for Ohio, I think the big surprise is going to be Pennsylvania. Romney is surging in Pennsylvania, and I think he could take the state.
You know, I love the sound of that. I love your optimism, and obviously I agree. So you think Ohio, he'll win that as well?
It's going to be very, very tight, but I think with Pennsylvania, we could still lose Ohio and win this election handily.
I hear you. All right. Well,
and the big thing I'm looking at now are the Senate races. It's the Senate races. There we've got some real challenges. We got to get that 51 in the Senate to repeal Obamacare. Mm.
That raises a very interesting question. Let's say Governor Romney wins, and I pray he does, and it looks like he's surging, and it's going that way. What do you think? What do you expect him to accomplish? What do you think he can accomplish? What do you think he will accomplish, given the Senate as it is now, and if it goes to a Republican majority?
Well, I think the first and foremost thing is to get us off that crazy fiscal cliff. Where
right.
Every tax you can imagine goes up on Jan 1, postpone it for a year so we can do these things deliberately and constructively. That'll be the most immediate thing. The number two immediate thing is to repeal Obamacare and to start over again and have a patient-oriented health care bill. There are a lot of positive things that can be done, such as nationwide shopping for health insurance. You know, have hundreds of companies compete for your business, equal tax treatment between businesses and individuals. A lot of positive things that can be done. And then they got to turn to simplifying the tax code. We're not sure they'll go as far as a flat tax, but I think what they're going to find, Ty, is that when you start to tinker with preferences in the code, you can't do just a few. You do either all of them or none of them. Hmm. And so I think you could get a dynamic where we could get substantial tax reform, decluttering the code and sharply reducing tax rates across the board.
How quickly, given if we can get that done, and if that happens, how quickly do you think we can see the economy reach a 3.5% or 4% growth or even higher?
Well, I think you'll first see it in the markets when they sense that positive things are being done. That'll have a tonic on loosening corporate purse strings, getting entrepreneurs feeling they have a future again. And so I wouldn't expect to see much in the first quarter, but I think you'll start to see things really start to turn in the second quarter, get the fiscal cliff behind us, get tax reform on the right track, Obamacare back under the ground, and to get something
right.
Positive moving again. By golly, I think there's a lot of pent-up energy in this country. People want to move forward. They're tired of this so-called new normal, which is really the new abnormal.
Right. You've been you've talked a lot about the volatility of monetary policy. Obviously, we're printing money, we're devaluing the dollar. I don't think that's a good thing for us in the future by any stretch of the imagination. I'd love to hear your opinion on what you think Mitt Romney should do in regards to monetary policy. So should we change the Fed chair? Should we pressure him to resign? What do you think should happen there, and what should we do going forward in regards to monetary policy?
Got to get a new Fed chairman who understands that the function of a central bank is the integrity of the U.S. dollar.
Right.
Funny money is never the way to wealth, never cures your problems. We should have learned this 3,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago with the Romans, but we keep having to relearn the lesson. We went through this nonsense in the 70s and paid a dear price for it. So get a new Fed chairman and start to get stable money. Now I'll make your prediction. I think in 5 years, we're going to see the dollar relinked to gold.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
Really? All right. Changing gears just a second. During the last debate, the president essentially said that the fiscal cliff sequestration wasn't going to happen. It's the law of the land. He signed the bill, said it wasn't going to happen. I'd love to hear. I mean, you're in a position to know. You probably know a whole lot more than most listeners know, and that's why we have you on. Tell me your assessment of that and why you think he said something like that.
Well, I think the president knows people are worried about it, and he also knows politically the weight of the possibility of taxes going up on January 1st is weighing down on the economy. It's going to weigh down certainly on the fourth quarter, and you're starting to see little signs of it already. So, but the problem is that if the president gets reelected, he's going to insist on major tax increases to sign any bill, and that's the real danger.
Hey, Mr. Forbes, this is Steve Rodriguez here, and I had a quick question. I want to go back to your prediction there, relinking to gold, the dollar relinking to gold within 5 years. What leads you to that prediction? What do you see that's going to be happening that will make that happen?
Well, I think people are beginning to discern now is that our credit markets are no longer functioning properly. We are consuming right. The nation's wealth. The government gets massive subsidies to float debt, sort of deficit without tears. But small and medium-sized businesses, when you can't price credit properly, and nobody really believes that a 10-year treasury should yield only 1.8% given the finances of the U.S. government,
right.
Should probably be about 5%. And so when your benchmark for pricing credit is skewered, then that means less credit is available. And that's what we're seeing playing out today. And so that hurts future wealth creation, hurts businesses. And they have hurt small businesses from becoming tomorrow's large businesses.
Right.
So we had the gold standard of one sort or another for 180 years, worked pretty well. We had great growth. And since the 1970s, we've had ever more severe economic crisis. The Bank of England did a study a few months ago and found that since the 1970s, we've had exponentially more in the way of bank crises, currency crises, financial crises. When you don't have a stable currency, it's like 60 minutes in an hour.
Hmm.
Imagine if the number of minutes in an hour changed each day, how chaotic that would be.
Right, right.
Wow. Let me change gears one more time, and I'd love to hear your opinion here. It seems that out of the White House, the story on what happened in Libya and Benghazi changes on a daily basis. Do you think Americans in general are paying attention to that? Do you think it undermines the president's credibility, or do you think that Americans just aren't paying attention, or that 45 or 49% that he has? Do you think you're just not paying attention?
Well, I think Americans are focus still mostly on the economy.
Okay.
But I think the Libyan story, even though the mainstream press is a mainstream media, so trying to pay as little attention as possible, people sense that something dreadfully went wrong and that this was not handled right. And so they don't know the details because, as you say, that changes each day. But clearly this administration botched this thing. Intelligence was botched, which, of course, raises a basic question. Remember in the Biden-Ryan debate, Biden said, oh, our intelligence will tell us when Iran's about to get the bomb and we'll do something about it. Well, if there was an intelligence failure about a planned terrorist attack on our facilities in Benghazi, what makes you think we're going to do any better? And even if intelligence gets it, clearly it didn't get to the decisions makers who made the right decision.
Right.
So I think this whole thing underscores this happy talk from the White House, the world's becoming more peaceful again. Re-elect President Obama. No, this undermines that whole thesis.
Right. Boy, that's scary to think that. And I tend to believe that the intelligence community got it right, and they're just kind of moving this around
They're just trying to throw them under the bus. Absolutely.
Right. There you go. All right, back to the economy real quick, because that's the biggest issue that people are focusing on at this point. Gas prices have doubled. Food prices are up dramatically, and interest rates, as you pointed out earlier, are very, very low, which means that people that are living on interest rates, like on CDs, or they used to be living on CD income, they used to be living on bond rate income. Their income is down dramatically, and the things that they buy are dramatically more expensive. How can we simply, how can the Romney campaign, it's late in the game here, but how can they simply communicate that's a responsibility, that is a consequence of this administration and their policies?
Well, I think people know. And I wish Romney would make more of an issue of what
right.
the Fed is doing in terms of giving the shaft to savers, especially the elderly. But people can see it each month. It's amazing. This administration thinks the road to recovery is by hurting the creation of capital, punishing savers, and giving you no earnings on your money. I mean, that's the kind of a formula for economic stagnation. I wish Romney had made more of an issue of it, but I think people see it with their own eyes and are not pleased.
All right, I've got just a short time left here, but I'd love to hear, what do you think? I've seen the movie 2016. I think probably Dinesh D'Souza is right about the direction of our country. Should we reelect Barack Obama? Should we elect Governor Romney? What do you think the United States will look like, our economy will look like 4 years from now?
I think it'll be a much stronger economy, and not only our economy, but the global economy. When America gets it right, the rest of the world has a chance to get it right. And we saw that in the early 80s when Ronald Reagan put in his massive tax cuts. Within a few years, 50 countries around the world followed suit. Right now, Europe is increasing taxes. Japan is increasing taxes. This administration, President Obama, wants to increase taxes. If he had his way, we would already have a VAT today, national sales tax,
right,
and higher income taxes. So when we go in the opposite direction, I think it'll be good for us and for the world, just as happened under Ronald Reagan.
God bless America. All right, Mr. Forbes, we're talking today with Steve Forbes. Mr. Forbes, thank you so much for being with us. Folks, if they want to know more about you, they can go to the website, the Forbes website. They can buy Forbes magazine. Anywhere else? Forbes on Fox on Saturdays as well.
Forbes on Fox, and we also have a new book that I co-authored called Freedom Manifesto, Why Free Markets Are Moral and Are Moral and Big Government Isn't, and people can learn more on a Facebook page we have for Freedom Manifesto, or go to our website, freedommanifesto.us, not .gov, .us.
All right, we'll put a link to that on our website. Mr. Forbes, thanks so much for being with us. We greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, you're a great American. All right, we're coming.